Air Force officials say they chose Eielson Air Force Base as their preferred Pacific region location to station the service's next-generation warplane, mainly because of the training opportunities in this area. Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James says the 65,000 square miles of available airspace in the Joint Pacific Alaska Range complex will enable pilots of the F-35A to train under many different and realistic conditions. Thursday's announcement by the Air Force doesn't mean that the two squadrons of F-35's arrival at Eielson is imminent. It signals the beginning of environmental impact studies that may lead to a final decision in about a year. If that confirms Eielson is the best choice, the 48 new aircraft and accompanying personnel would begin arriving in 2019. Senator Mark Begich says it's not quite a done deal, but he's nearly certain that the Air Force will be basing the two squadrons at Eielson.
This decision today puts us on the path to have F-35s, all two squadrons, at Eielson in the near future. And that's a good sign for us, good sign for Alaska, good sign for the interior.
Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's also confident.
Eielson clearly is the front runner. There was no reasonable alternative that was identified. They moved straight to the preferred alternative, which I think is really quite compelling for Eielson.
Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins says it's good news that's especially welcome because it comes at a time when bad economic news has been the norm.
It's new dollars coming into the economy, and that's what the important piece is. We get to grow. We get to grow with our population. Our school system will see student growth. Businesses will see more work, more jobs. It's stimulating to the economy. It's new dollars, and that's what's really, I think, great to hear for our community.
Begich says the move could bring up to 2,000 personnel into the Fairbanks area, including hundreds of civilian workers, contractors, and military personnel. The economic impact has been estimated into the hundreds of millions of dollars. The F-35A is a single-seat, single-engine fighter. It's got stealth technology, and it can carry a variety of weaponry and payloads. The F-35 is said to be the Pentagon's costliest weapons program ever. Each of the Air Force versions of the planes would cost about $148 million. The Pentagon has taken delivery of more than 100 F-35s so far, mainly for flight tests. Now that the service has identified Eielson as its preferred location, it will begin another study to determine where to base another unit, the 18th Aggressor Squadron, and its F-16s. Deputy Assistant Air Force Secretary Timothy Bridges says Eielson will also be included among the installations that will be considered Aggressor Squadron's home base.